Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Great show for you guys coming up here today. We had a great night in college basketball last night. We'll give out plenty more bets today. Another really good slate on this Wednesday. Also, we'll dive into the Cognizant Classic, go a little golfing with Glasser as we look at some bets and some golfers that we like for that event. And then we continue our MLB previews. We start in the American League West and we look at the Seattle Mariners for the upcoming season. We also got Lucy Burge joining us later on in the show as well. And we wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. Any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, send them in to us on the show. You can follow us at the BetMGM Network. You can watch the show on YouTube, on Twitch, on X as well. So send anything you guys have over the next 30 minutes. And if you miss any part of today's show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on a Wednesday. Glasses in session. Go to the Glasser guest line. Check in with Chase Kitty. You can follow on X at Chase A. Kitty, BetMGM writer, joining us here on Wednesdays on Send It In. Chase, great to have you on the show, sir. Before we look at today's slate, I want to get your thoughts on what we saw last night. Couple of upsets with Georgia taking down Florida, Oklahoma State with an upset of Iowa State. Chase, those are going to be two teams, Florida, Iowa State, likely to be one seeds, or Florida maybe two seeds, so some higher seeds. Any concern about either of those teams dropping their games yesterday?
Hey, Peach, good to talk to you. Sorry in advance for how I sound. I think the short answer is no. You know, Florida, top 10 in offensive adjusted efficiency, defensive adjusted efficiency. So if you like Florida, and I think they're a little rich at 9-1 in the championship market, but if you like Florida, like, I don't think you're freaking out about one upset game in late February. This is the part of the conference schedule where stuff like this happens, and the SEC is really, really good. Even the teams in the bottom of the standings are capable of doing some stuff. So I don't think I would freak out about that at all. It's more the price concern for me if you're looking at Florida. As for Iowa State, it's kind of the same thing, like Big 12 conference schedule. You're going to lose some games. But for me, I mean, when you look at Iowa State's track record as a team in March, they just don't really go beyond the Sweet 16 very often. I want to say they have one Elite Eight trip in modern history, and I think that was 25 years ago. They're a decent bet to go to the Sweet 16, make the second weekend. I think that's the futures market I would look to play them once we start to see some numbers in that direction. But I would be a little skittish about playing them, but that's more because of how they play in March and the style of play and whether or not that has long-term success potential, and less about the implications of a single game.
Yeah, makes total sense. Chase, want to get your thoughts on tonight's card. Let's start with the game of the night in College Park. Number 8 Michigan State against number 16 Maryland. Might be the battle of the two best teams in the Big Ten, the way that both of these teams are playing. Terps right now, BetMGM, are a 4.5-point favorite with a total of 149.5. Chase, Michigan State's had a gauntlet, man, and they have answered every time. Wins at Michigan. They've beaten Purdue. They've beaten Illinois. It's going to be a tough test, though, against Maryland, who's got one of the best starting fives in all of college basketball. Anything that you like in this game tonight?
Yes, I like Maryland. The number jumped out at me right away. You know, Michigan State, what they have been putting together holistically across the entire Big Ten season, you know, they've basically played themselves into position to win the regular season title, have a great conference championship berth. They've played themselves into position to maybe be a two seed, or you know, if things fall apart, then maybe you slide to the three line. But they're going to probably be a top seed when we see the bracket next month. So it is a little surprising, knowing all that, to look at the game line and see that Maryland was -3.5 this morning, which is where I jumped on it. It's since moved down to Maryland 4.5. I would still buy it there. I think 5 is probably where I get off, because you know, it starts to become harder when you think about the free throw game at the end of 40 minutes, getting it out past 5 if it's a tight game. So Maryland 5 is probably where I get off the train. But I do think it's interesting when you consider Michigan State and what they are and what they have been, that they're getting points on the road in this spot. Michigan State, I think, is won like 6 straight against Maryland. I think it's back to 2021 since Maryland last beat them, back to 2021 since Maryland was last favored against them. So, you know, the way I like to do analysis is less about individual player matchups and more about the marketplace. And I think the market is telling you that Maryland is a more interesting team to consider in this matchup here than it normally is when these two teams play. That's kind of how I want to attack it.
What about long-term, Chase? Which of these teams do you like better in March? Do you like Michigan State? Obviously, Izzo, his track record with a really good team. Or do you like Maryland, who, like metrics and all these Ken Pom and Evan Maya and Bartow, they love the Terps, man, and what they're doing. Which of these teams do you like better in March?
I think they're both cases where I need to see the path at this point. There's not a lot of teams this late in the season. The market right now is probably pretty close to what it's going to be after we see the bracket. I don't think you're going to see a ton of movement there. So in terms of chasing value, I don't know that there's a giant window here. I'd rather get maybe a slightly worse number, risk having a slightly worse number, but know what the path looks like, than have it now 2 weeks before we see the bracket. So that's sort of my cop-out answer. If you made me answer, I think I would say, I would put it exactly how you phrased it, PJ, which is Michigan State, when Izzo has a good team, they're capable of a good run, right? I think a lot of people recently have pointed to the fact that Izzo hasn't had a Michigan State-like run since, I think it was pre-COVID. I think it was 2019 was the last time they ripped off a good run and went to the Final Four. But if you look at the seeds they've had in the interim, they've been like 7 seeds, 9 seeds, 10 seeds. So you can't hardly fault him for not winning 4 games in a row in March when that's the caliber of team you have. I think if you have a 2 seed, you have a favorable draw, then maybe I'm more interested in playing the, you know, the old January, February Izzo calendar jokes.
Totally makes sense. What else do you like on the card tonight, Chase, outside of the Terps?
Arkansas -3.5. I would lay it. It's a little square, but it just feels like two teams with Arkansas and Texas that are kind of going in totally different directions at this point. I'm surprised that number's not closer to 5.5 or 6. Notre Dame +14.5 is an interesting one to reach for. You know, obviously Clemson's the better team here. They're good, but they really haven't been that good of a cover team once we got into ACC play, when they're laying a giant number, and this number's popped out from 12.5 where it opened to now 14.5 as we're talking here. So I like the bucket of points there with Notre Dame to probably not win, but maybe keep it inside that number. Clemson is 1-3 against the spread versus ACC teams as a double-digit favorite this season. And then last week when I was here, I gave out North Dakota State. I liked them on the money line. I liked them as in a regression spot against a rival in the Jackrabbits in the Summit League. I'm actually looking to flip that now. North Dakota State went from a big dog to now a 9.5-point favorite playing South Dakota. Not South Dakota State, but South Dakota. And I think here I want to go against North Dakota State. Probably not an outright money line play for me with the Yotes, but I will take the 9.5 points.
All right, very good. Chase, before we let you go, I want to get your thoughts on some NBA futures. We were texting before the show. You said you have some thoughts, so I'll just leave it open-ended for you, wherever you want to take it. What catches your eye in that market right now?
Yeah, broadly, I think this is a great time to get involved with the NBA futures market and looking for the stretch run. And the team that I've eyed the most are the Nuggets. I just think they're getting healthier. They're starting to put things together. Veteran team, experienced team. And what we're starting to see, we've seen this several times over the last few years in the NBA, is as you get deeper into the regular season, the futures market really starts to overprice two teams at the top. We saw it last year with the Celtics and the Nuggets. Everybody wrote in for the finals, Celtics versus Nuggets. Nuggets get bounced in the second round by Minnesota. I think a similar thing is happening this year with the Celtics and the Thunder. And obviously those two teams are great. It's not about saying they're not great, but is it so slanted now where there are buy opportunities for other teams? And I think in the West, with how wide open it is, I do think there's some value. I think 8 or 9 to 1 just to win the Western Conference alone. I think it's worth taking a couple shots with Denver in the championship market and in the Western Conference futures market. And I would even probably buy a ticket for Jokic to win MVP, because I think we're over-indexing a little bit on the whole SGA getting the meta boost of, well, they're not going to vote for Jokic again for MVP. Well, they might. You know, they're both having really good seasons. He's over-eclipsing his previous MVP runs. So I do think, with the market so heavily tilted at this point, there's a buy point for Jokic.
I like it. And I like the thought on Denver, too. I'm with you there, taking them in the Western Conference. He's Chase Kitty. Give him a follow on X at Chase A. Kitty. BetMGM writer joining us each and every Wednesday here on Send It In. Chase, always appreciate the time, sir. Good luck to you tonight. Talk again next week.
Thanks, Peach. Thanks, guys.
Yes, absolutely. Chase Kitty joining us on Send It In. All right, guys, let's continue looking at this college basketball slate that we have tonight. Boy, did we have a good night last night. Pretty much the only loser for us was the Georgia under, Illinois team total over. But like all the sides, Missouri, Illinois, we had a good night. LSU cash for us, so we'll hopefully keep it rolling. We'll start with the game of the night in College Park. Number 8, Michigan State going up against number 16, Maryland. The Terps are 4.5-point favorites with a total of 149.5. I'm going to take Michigan State in the first half at +2.5 against the Terps tonight. I don't want to touch full game. 4.5 feels about right. The Terps just seem a little bit too trendy for me right now. It feels like for a team like Michigan State, who is really playing well, and they've beaten 3 really good teams in a row in Illinois, Purdue, and Michigan, just everybody feels like they love Maryland tonight, and rightfully so. The Terps are playing awesome. They have one of the best starting fives in all of college basketball. They call them the Crab Five, which in itself is just an elite nickname, but they're really good, especially at home. If you're able to bet player props tonight and player points, too, that I would look at, I'd take Jacoby Gillespie, the point guard for Maryland, over 14.5 points, and I'd take the big man Julian Reese under 14.5 points. I've noticed so far this season with the Terps and some of their bigger games that they've played, whether it was home against Marquette, at Purdue, home against UCLA, Gillespie's really been the guy. And if the Terps are going to make a deep run in March, we all know this, in college basketball, in March Madness, it's about guard play, and Gillespie's been really good this season. He's a really good three-point shooter. If he has a big night tonight, the Terps should win, and they should cover the spread. So I'll look at Gillespie over 14.5 points. Give me Julian Reese under 14.5 points, and then I like the Spartans in the first half at +2.5 as well. Ole Miss at Auburn tonight. Auburn favored by 12.5 with a total of 153.5. This is Auburn's third straight home game. They played Arkansas at home, Georgia at home. They were massive favorites in both of those games, and both Georgia and Arkansas covered rather easily. Ever since that big win against Bama, Auburn's been a little bit sluggish. They've been at home in front of that unbelievable crowd, and they really haven't played up to their capability. Well, now they have an Ole Miss team that is unranked for the first time in a while. Still coached by Chris Beard, still a very good defensive team. I think 12.5 is a little bit too many. This has come down from 13.5 to 12.5. I like Ole Miss here, plus the points against Auburn. Another SEC matchup tonight, Vanderbilt taking on Texas A&M in College Station. Aggies are 7.5-point favorites with a total of 145.5. Nothing for me in this game. Vanderbilt's a team that wants to shoot a lot of threes. If they make them, they're obviously going to be competitive against Texas A&M. If they miss a lot of their threes, then A&M is probably going to blow them out. This is a game that I would wait and see. You know, like if Vanderbilt is absolutely on fire in the first half, then I would look to bet A&M in the second half, expecting some regression from Vanderbilt. If Vandy's like 2 for 12 in the first half, then maybe I'd look to buy Vandy in the second half, thinking that they're probably going to make a little bit more three-pointers. So no rush betting this game at 7.5 on the opener. Want to kind of see how it plays out first 20, 25 minutes, maybe get a live position on one of these teams. Then we have Penn State taking on Indiana. Hoosiers 6.5-point favorites with a total of 149.5. Indiana's coming off arguably their biggest win of the year against Purdue. That's a nasty in-state rivalry. Indiana played unbelievable in the second half. They're home again tonight at Assembly Hall in a game that they can't afford to lose. When teams like Indiana are in a game like this, where they really can't gain anything from it, but you can lose a lot, I like fading teams like that this late in the year. Penn State tends to play Indiana pretty tough as well. I think 6.5 is too many. Take some money line with Penn State, too. Would not be surprised if they win that game. Then we have St. John's taking on Butler tonight at Hinkle Fieldhouse. The Johnnies are 6.5-point favorites with a total of 151.5. I've talked about it a bunch on this show. When St. John's is on the road and Big East play, I bet them first half spread. When they're at home, I fade them in the first half. St. John's is on the road tonight. We're going to take the Johnnies -3.5 taking on Butler. Number 17, Kentucky, taking on Oklahoma tonight. Kentucky, a 2.5-point favorite with a total of 161.5. Kentucky has struggled on the road in SEC play this season. They're only 2-5. Their two wins have come against Mississippi State and Tennessee. Two teams that can be streaky offensively, a lot like Oklahoma. I think that plays into the hands of Kentucky tonight. If you want to wait to see what the injury report looks like for Jackson Robinson, Lamont Butler, totally understand. I think even without those guys, though, Kentucky gets the win. They cover the spread. Kentucky against these teams that really can't score at an elite level, so it doesn't put as much pressure on their defense, which isn't very good. These are the kind of games they tend to excel. I'll take the Cats -2.5. Another SEC battle. Texas taking on Arkansas. Hogs are 3.5-point favorites with a total of 147.5. Chase was talking about how he likes Arkansas. I'm going to pass on the side. Give me the under in the game at 146.5. Both of these teams, pretty similar makeup. They want to play a little inside-out game. They're not great three-point shooting teams. They're physical. They're tough-nosed. They're good defensively. I expect this to be an under kind of game, probably played in the 60s. We'll go under 147.5. Favorite bet of the night, Arizona State, +4.5 against number 25 BYU. We talk about this spot often on the show. When a team becomes ranked for the first time, love fading that team in that first game. BYU's coming off big wins against Kansas. They're coming off a big win at Arizona. Now here they go to Tempe to play an Arizona State team that's not having that great of a year. Big time trap spot. Give me ASU plus the points. Look at some money line there as well. And then finally, really good game out in the Mountain West tonight. Utah State taking on Boise State. Broncos are a 4.5-point favorite with a total of 148.5. Think this is too many points. Boise at -2.5, -3. I could see that 4.5 now. I think there's some value there with Utah State. I think they're the best team in that league, and I think they keep it close. They might even win the game. Give me Utah State plus the 4.5 against Boise. B Mills, haven't had much time to look today, Peach, but I love the under in Maryland, Michigan State. Let me know if you agree. B Mills, no thoughts on the total. Once again, I do like Michigan State first half, and if you're able to bet player props, I'd look at Jacoby Gillespie over points, Julian Reese under points in that one. All right, let's talk some golf. We go a little golf with Glasser here on Send It In. Going to bring on my guy, Shawnee Sharp, as we look through some bets that we like for the Cognizant Classic. Sean, what's the first one we got up?
Yeah, Peach, how about a first-round leader here? Would you rather bet Daniel Berger at 41 or Sepp Straka at 40-1?
Yeah, both are good choices. Straka's a former winner here. Daniel Berger's extremely popular this week. I like both guys to perform. I think I'd rather go with Berger at 40-1. He's really in good form. He went to Florida State. He lives in Florida. He's very comfortable with the type of grass that he'll be putting on this week. I think Berger gets off to a hot start, so I like his price at 40-1.
All right, how about to miss the cut here? Two big names, Jordan Spieth at +140 or Ricky Fowler at +140?
I'm going to fade Spieth. I don't think this course is a good fit for him at all. Again, short game really isn't the priority this week. It's all about accuracy. There's danger all over this course. You got to be precise with your drives and with your iron play. Jordan was also a late add to this event. He's going to be playing the next 2 weeks after this one at the Arnold Palmer Invitational and the Players. So he was a late add to this event. I don't really love that for him. It's a tough golf course. I'll take Spieth to miss the cut, +140.
All right, how about to make the cut special parlay over at BetMGM, Sung J.M., Daniel Berger, and Taylor Pendrith. Put that together, it's +150.
You know what? I do actually like this, Sean. I'm big on Taylor Pendrith this week. I think he has a really good week. Plus, I think he has a really good week. Daniel Berger, I mentioned, I think he does too. And Sung J.M., past winner here. Guy that when he's on, this should be his kind of course because how accurate he is. A lot of these golfers, you know, they like to kind of fade the golf ball or they like to play all these different shot shapes. Sung Jae is just a straight arrow, man. He just hits his ball just dead straight. That's perfect for a course like this. So I like all three of these guys. I like that price plus 150 for all of them to make the cut.
All right, how about top 20 finish? Are we wooing with Minwoo Lee at plus 150 or Denny McCarthy at plus 160?
Man, I wish we were wooing this week, Sean, but we're going to go with Denny at plus 160. Denny's one of the best putters on the PGA Tour, which certainly could help him gain strokes this week, even though we're not necessarily looking for elite putters. I just think Denny's game is better suited for this course than Minwoo's is. Minwoo's one of the longest hitters on tour. That's really his big advantage, but you don't really need to be long this week. You got to be great with your irons, and I would rather take Denny in that department than Minwoo, so I'll go with Minwoo at plus 160.
So I guess you could say you are booing this week with Minwoo Lee. Thank you. top 40 finish, Brian Harman minus 110 or Jake Knapp plus 110?
We'll go with Brian Harman to finish in the top 40. Now, Harman's not had a great start to the season, but this is a previous Open champion winner. So he has proven that he can play some tough courses, especially if there's some rain, if there's some wind, which there's always a chance of getting in Florida, especially this time of the year. So I do like Harman more so than Jake Knapp this week. I'd rather take him minus 110.
All right, last one here for you, Peach. Top 10 finish. I got three guys for you, all at plus 350. Ben Griffin, Davis Thompson, or Keith Mitchell?
Let's go with Cashmere Keith Mitchell at plus 350. He's got good course history here. Again, he's a longer hitter, but he has shown the ability to play very well here throughout the years. Good iron player, also good ball striker. So we'll take a shot with Keith Mitchell at plus 350 to finish in the top 10. All right, let's talk some baseball. Continue previewing some of these teams as we count down the days until opening day in Major League Baseball. We start in the AL West with the Seattle Mariners, who once again are going to have a filthy pitching staff. It'll all be about the bats this year for Seattle. Can they get enough offense to help out their pitching staff? And I don't know if they're going to. Seattle didn't really do much this offseason to improve their lineup. It's pretty much the same cast of characters. They're going to need an MVP caliber year from Julio Rodriguez. They traded for Randy Rosarena at the trade deadline last year. They're going to need him to be back to his heydays when he was in Tampa. Cal Raleigh needs to be really good this year. J.P. Crawford needs to be really good again this year. For a Seattle team that struggled so much on offense last year, for them to kind of just run it back with the same team, don't really love that approach. But look, their starting pitching is going to be filthy this year. They got three guys right now that are all 35-1 or shorter to win the American League Cy Young. You got George Kirby, you got Logan Gilbert, and you got Luis Castillo as well. That's why I think it's a good bet to just take Seattle at plus 350 to be the team with the winning Cy Young winner in the American League. Even though it's not a great price, like there's a very good chance that you could have two of those guys in contention to win Cy Young because all three of them, for the most part, very durable. They play in one of the best pitcher's parks in all of baseball. And again, because the lineup for Seattle isn't great, there's probably a good chance that the manager lets these guys go deeper into games, and the bullpen should be really good too. That's why I think Munoz, the closer, is also a good bet to win reliever of the year at 12-1 this season. Seattle's going to play in a lot of low-scoring games, a lot of games that are going to be very tightly contested. There's going to be a lot of one-run, two-run save opportunities for Munoz to shut the door. So 12-1 for him to win reliever of the year, I think that's a good price for Seattle as well. Now, the Mariners right now, BetMGM, are minus 110 to make or miss the playoffs, and I don't really agree with that. I kind of like them to miss the playoffs at minus 110. I just don't know how the Mariners are going to get into the postseason. I still like Houston and Texas better in the division. I think both of those teams probably going to get in the playoffs. Then I think the AL East is probably getting at least two, maybe even three teams in with the Yankees, Orioles, and Red Sox. And then the AL Central, somebody's got to make it out of there, maybe even two teams. We had three teams out of the AL Central that made it to the playoffs last year. So again, the Mariners didn't do enough for me, especially offensively, for me to see them replacing one of the teams that missed the playoffs last year, especially because I think the Rangers are going to be in the playoffs. I think the Red Sox are going to be in the playoffs. So who's going to be the other team that falls out that Seattle gets in that didn't make it in the playoffs last year in the American League? Just don't really see a path for Seattle to get to the postseason. Kind of surprised that it's a pick 'em, minus 110 for make the playoffs, but that's my favorite bet with the Mariners for them to most miss the postseason at minus 110. And then again, keep an eye on those futures markets for the pitching. The team with the winning Cy Young winner in the American League, Seattle plus 350, and then Munoz, reliever of the year, at 12-1. I like that as well. Let's find out what Lucy Birds likes. Talk some baseball with Lucy as we go to the Lions Den. Make sure you guys are following Lucy on X, at Lucille Burge, BetMGM network writer and host. Lucy, I do want to get your thoughts on the Seattle Mariners. Before we talk about them, though, what are some of your favorite plays that you have for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. I have two NBA bets for tonight. First one is the Bulls +8.5 against the Clippers. The Bulls have been covering after they've covered their last three spreads and three of their last six at home. They also beat the Clippers 112-99 at the end of January. Clippers have lost their last three and they failed to cover in their last four games. And on the road, the Clippers have lost four of their last five and failed to cover in their last six away from home. So I like the Bulls to cover here +8.5. I'm not saying to win, but I think covering is that is the side I'm going with tonight. Plus, I am taking the Hawks +2.5 against the Heat. The Hawks just beat the Heat last night at home, and now they will go on the road. And I see them covering here, especially since on the road, they have covered in their last five. And at home, the Heat have not covered in their last two and in three of their last four. The Heat are also 23-32-1 against the spread this season. The Hawks have covered in eight of their last 10. So I'm taking the Hawks to cover here tonight +2.5.
All right, very good. A lot of good stuff there, Lucy, in the NBA. Let's talk some baseball. I was just talking about the Seattle Mariners, Lucy. I don't feel like they did enough offensively for me to feel like they're a playoff team this year. They're -110 at BetMGM to make or miss the playoffs. What say you on Seattle, Lucy? Are the Mariners making the playoffs this season, yes or no?
Yes. Well, PJ, I did say yes, but my answer is no. I am right there with you on them not to make the playoffs. So I really want to be in on the Mariners because they can be a fun team to watch. They have the big dumper. They have a new hitting coach. They have the Triton. They have all the fun things in a team you want to root for. But they were just one game short of the playoffs last season. I think that that's very possible to happen again this year. I would take them to not make the playoffs, also -110.
All right, very good. And then, Lucy, a fun futures bet question for you. If you had to bet one of these markets with Seattle, would you take Julio Rodriguez to win AL MVP at 22-1, or would you take +350 that the AL Cy Young winner this year is going to be a pitcher off of the Mariners?
I would take J-Rod to win MVP because I would take a bet that the AL Cy Young winner will come from the Red Sox because I'm taking Garrett Crochet to win that. So of these two, I would take Julio Rodriguez to win AL MVP because now that he's recovered from his injury, he can build upon the way he ended last season, this season, have an MVP caliber season. I would take him.
Very nice. Lucy Birds joining us here on Send It In, the Lions Den. Make sure you guys are following Lucy on X, at Lucille Birds, BetMGM network writer and host. Lucy, always appreciate the time. Great insight. We'll talk again with you soon.
Thank you, PJ. I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. All right, guys, let's wrap up the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In, getting to our best bets for college hoops today, and then also look at the golf card that we have for this week at the Cognizant Classic. We will start. The prop lock for today is going to be Jacoby Gillespie over 14.5 points against Michigan State. Gillespie is going to be the key for the Terps. A lot of people are going to talk about Derek Queen, and rightfully so. He's the best player. But the key for Maryland in these big games is their point guard. We'll go over 14.5 points for Jacoby Gillespie. Dog of the day, give me Penn State tonight +6.5 against Indiana. I like fading the Hoosiers off of their big win against Purdue. Give me the Nittany Lions. And then finally, my best bet for today in college basketball is going to be Arizona State +4.5 against BYU. BYU now a ranked team, number 25 in the country. Big wins against Kansas and Arizona in their last couple games. It's a good time to fade the Cougs. We'll take ASU +4.5 tonight against BYU. Then at the Cognizant Classic, this is what we like this week out in Palm Beach. Taylor Pendrith, Chris Kirk are two outrights that we're on this week. Pendrith's a guy I'm expecting a big season from. He really hasn't had the kind of year so far I think a lot of people expected. I think it could start this weekend. And Chris Kirk, past winner here. This course really fits his game. Don't have to be long off the tee. Just be accurate. We'll take those two guys to win outright. Sepp Straka, past winner here. I like him at top 10, plus 225. Lucas Glover at plus 400 as well. Then in the top 20, give me Christian Bezatenhout at plus 250 and Chris Kirk again at plus 320. Again, I would say for golf this week, because the favorite is at 20-1, you're better off just betting guys to finish top 10, top 20, or even top 40s. You can get some really good value in what should be a wide open week this week at the Cognizant Classic. So that's what we like this week down in Palm Beach. Once again, our favorite plays for today in college basketball, Jacoby Gillespie of Maryland, over 14.5 points against Michigan State. If you're able to bet college player props, I would look at that. Penn State plus 6.5 against Indiana. I like them as the dog of the day. And then Arizona State plus 4.5 against BYU. Think both Penn State and Arizona State could be live dogs tonight. So take some money line sprinkles with both of those teams as well. Thanks again to Chase Kitty, Lucy Burge for joining us today on the show. Again, if you guys missed any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast. We'll have everything that we covered today. We will see you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.